Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's and Guten Chodesh. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Hey. We are holding on the very top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We are about to start Daf Hey. Today's daf, today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha La Shalom. It's also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizecha Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayo, all the Neshama Shavna Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is we've already discussed what the source is for Kiddushei Kesef. We discussed briefly at the end of yesterday's daf what the source is for Kiddushei Bias, and now we move on to Kiddushei Shtar. So the Gemara is going to have two suggestions where we learn Kiddushei Shtar from. One of them is going to be a Kal V'Chomer, and we're going to reject that suggestion. Then the Gemara is going to have three explanations of why you can't get divorced with Kesef based on the Yatzav HaHaisa. Meaning, if we have this Hekesh of Yatzav HaHaisa, that whatever works for Kiddushin works for Gerushin and vice versa, so why can't you have Gerushin using money? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions as to why a get is necessary and money does not work to sever a marriage. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, we have sources for each of the three methods of Kiddushin, but why do I need sources for each of the three? I understand I can't learn any one from another one, but can't I learn from Mitzad HaShava? If I had sources for two of them, shouldn't I be able to learn the third from the combination of the other two? And the Gemara is going to explain why no combination of two of the methods of Kiddushin would yield the third method of Kiddushin, and that's why we need sources for all three. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Rav Huna says a chiddush that the discussion of that chiddush takes us through Amud Beis. And Rav Huna suggests that maybe there is a fourth method of Kiddushin, and that's called Chuppah. Chuppah is what we call Nisuin, meaning it's what we do for Nisuin. But maybe whatever we do for Nisuin, now he never identifies exactly what Chuppah is, he never clearly defines it, but whatever Chuppah is that we do for Nisuin, maybe that should work for Kiddushin as well. It works for Nisuin when you've already done a Kiddushin, but Rav Huna suggests that it's a fourth method of Kiddushin. So the Gemara is going to have various questions on Rav Huna, rejections of Rav Huna, and then at the second half of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the role of Amira in Kiddushin. That Kiddushin not only involves giving the Kesef or the Shtar or doing the Bia, but perhaps, certainly when it comes to Kiddushei Kesef, an Amira, that you have to say something. So what exactly does the husband have to say? And who has to say it? Is it okay if she says it? Does Amira Dida work? And also, Nesina, can she do the Nesina? Is it very, very important that he be the one doing the Nesina? So that's going to be the discussion on the second half of Amud Beis. So let's begin Daf Hey Amud Aleph at the top of the page. So it says the Gemara, Uminayin Sha'af B'Shtar. How do I know that Kiddushei Shtar is a valid form of Kiddushin? So it says Gemara V'dinu. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Kesef She'ein Motzi. Machnis if Kesef, which does not work to effect a divorce. Yet it does work to be Machnis. It does work to effect a marriage. So Shtar She'motzi. Shtar, which is even more powerful than Kesef. Because Shtar works to effect a divorce. Say Nodin Shemachnis. If Shtar is more powerful than Kesef in that it even affects the severance of a marriage, then for sure it should be able to do what Kesef does, which is to affect the beginning of a marriage, to allow for a marriage to be chal, to allow for Kiddushin. So says Mar, no, Mal Kesef, Shekein Podin Bo Hegdish, Umayser Sheni, Tomer Shtar, Shein Podin Bo Hegdish, Umayser Sheni, Tichsiv, Nasana Kesef, Ekamlo. He says, no, you can't bring a raya, you can't bring a kal v'chomer, the basis of which is that Shtar is more powerful than Kesef, as if anything that Kesef can do, Shtar can do better. That's not true, because there are certain things that we know for sure Kesef can accomplish, and Shtar cannot accomplish. So the whole basis of the kal v'chomer falls apart. What are those things that Kesef can accomplish and Shtar cannot accomplish? To be poda hegdish, if something belongs to hegdish, you could be poded for money. You can't be poded for a shtar. To be poded, Meiser Sheni. You have Meiser Sheni. You don't want to schlep it all the way to Yerushalayim. You can exchange it for money and just bring the money to Yerushalayim. So we don't have such a thing with the shtar. So the whole basis of the Kal V'Chomer falls apart. So instead, Amar Kra, and Vinasav Kesav Kamlo is the pasuk from which we did. It's not really a pasuk that says all those words in that order. The pasuk says V'im Gaal Yigalas Asada Hamakdish Oso V'Yosav Chamishes Kesav Erchalav V'Kamlo, that when you pay money, so it's a paraphrase of the pasuk V'Kamlo, when you pay money for Hegdish, you could be poda the Hegdish with money. So we know that Kesav can be used to be poda Hegdish, and therefore the Kal V'Chol falls apart. So instead, Amar Kra, V'yatza, and V'haisa. The pasuk says also, not directly, it doesn't say V'yatza V'haisa, it says V'yatza Mibeso V'halcha, V'haisa Le'ish Acher, that she'll go, she'll leave the house after he divorces her, and she'll go, and V'haisa Le'ish Acher, and she'll have Kiddushin with another man. So we learn from there that Makish Havaya Le'yitziya, that we link Kiddushin to Gerushin. Ma Yitziya B'shtar, Af Havaya Nami B'shtar, just like Gerushin happens through a shtar, Gerushin happens through Ishtar, Kiddushin also happens through Ishtar. So that's how I know Kiddush Ishtar. So says Mar Va'akish Nami Yitziya LaHavaya. Well, shouldn't that be a two-way street? If we have a hekish between Gerushin and Kiddushin, that should not only teach me that Kiddushin could happen Al Yidei Ishtar, it should also teach me whatever I know works for Kiddushin should work for Gerushin as well. So Mahavaya B'Kesef, Af Yitziya B'Kesef. Why don't we assume that just like you can have Kiddush Kesef, that you could have Gerushay Kesef, that you can get divorced by not only giving a shtar, but also you can get divorced by giving Kesef. So says Gemara, three rejections to that idea. It can't be that you can get divorced with Kesef. Number one, Amar Abaye, Yomru Kesef Machnis, Kesef Motzi. People are going to say, what? That Kesef accomplishes that they get married and accomplishes that they get divorced? Sanegor, Yasa Kategor. That's absurd. It's the very thing that brings them together, takes them apart from each other. That's a violation of Ein Kategor, Nasa Sanegor. Ihachi says, yeah, but if that's the case, then how did we just learn Kiddush Ishtar? We only learned Kiddush Ishtar because of Makash Havaya Litzia, and we know that Gerushin works with the Ishtar. So, Ihachi, Ishtar Nami, Yom Ishtar Motzi, Ishtar Machlis, Kategor Yasa Sanegar. That if a star is Motzi, star is Machlis, that's also Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar. So it says more, Mili Dahai Shtar Luchud, Umili Dahai Shtar Luchud. No, a star is a very different star when it's used for Kiddushin. It says Hareat Mukadeshasli. When it's by Gerushin, it says that we're no longer married, meaning the words of the star are totally different. So they're not considered the same thing. It's not Kategor Nasa Sanegar. Kategor Nasa Sanegar is when the same thing is used for two opposites. So that's not Kategor Nasa Sanegar. It's not the same thing. It's a totally different thing. So says Mar Hachanami, Hai Kaspel Luchud, Hai Kaspel Luchud. Who's telling you to use the same ring that you used for Kiddushin for Get? We're not saying that you should acquire that ring back from her and then give it to her as a Get. No, you'll use different money. So if you use different money, doesn't that mean that it's not a problem of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar? Says Mar Hachanami, Tiva Miachadu. It's not different money because all money is fungible. All money can be it can be exchanged for each other. And no one looks at, you know, what bill exactly, you know, the number on the bill or anything like that. It's just money. So money is money, and therefore it's all considered the same. Whereas a shtar, the wording of the shtar makes it for a vastly different kind of shtar. So there's no such thing as different money. Money is money, and therefore it's always considered to be one and the same. There's a major discussion about this. There's a big sugya of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar. There's a question whether the Gemara really means it over here, right? The Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to use shofar shall para because it's a zecher, it's reminiscent of the egel, and the Kohen Gadol doesn't go lefnai v'lefnim with big day zahav because it's Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar. So you have these ideas of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar in certain cases. So some of the achorim say, yeah, but over here it doesn't really mean it. Over here there's no Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar because the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar is only shayach lefnim, and the Gemara says, what do you mean it's only shayach lefnim? Lefnim means in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara says, what do you mean it's only shayach lefnim? By a shofar, we say you only shofar shel parakas Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar. How do you say it's only shayach lefnim? No, kiven de lezikaron kaasi, it's kilefnim dami. That since it comes lezikaron, it's as if it's lefnim. So Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar. He says, but over here, what's the lefnim? There's no lefnai v'lefnim by kiddushin. So what do you mean in Kategor Nasnegr? The Gemara is Beferish. Kategor Nasnegr only applies in the Kodesh HaKadashim. So that's what Rav Asher White says. Ah, over here it's a Melitza. It's a bar. It's a Lashon Mushal. It's a borrowed expression over here. It doesn't really mean it. The Yerushalmi says that a Lulav HaGazel is possible because of Ein Kategor Nasnegr. It's not what the Bavli says, but the Yerushalmi says like that. Well, wait a second. That's not Lifnim. So why is that Ein Kategor Nasnegr? So Rav Shechter has a different Mahalik. Rav Shechter points out, I think in the name of Soloveitchik, that there are really Tzvei Dinim in Ein Kategor Nasnegr. There are two types of Ein Kategor Nasnegr. There's Ein Kategor Nasnegr where you can use something that's reminiscent of the original, and then there's Ein Kategor Nasnegr is when you're going to use the actual item itself. Meaning, so when you're gonna, when the Kohen Gadol goes in with the big days of Lefnai v'Lefnim, he's not going in wearing an Egel Hazahav. He's wearing big days Zahav, gold that's reminiscent of something that was used for something terrible. When it's already a reach, it's already not exactly the same item, it's already a reach, that's where we say that it's only going to be a problem of Ein Kategor Nasnegr in the most spiritually sensitive place possible, Lefnai v'Lefnim, in the Kodesh HaKadashim. But when it's the very same item, the Lulav HaGazel, the very item that I stole, and now I want to use it for a mitzvah, now I'm going to use that item for a mitzvah, that even not Lefnai v'Lefnim is going to be a problem. So then you understand why Kiddushin could be Ein Kategor Nasnegr, because it's the very item. It's not the very same kesef. Yes, it is, because all kesef is the same kesef. Meaning we view all kesef as being the same. Shtar is not the same, but all kesef is exactly the same. And therefore, maybe it's not just a melitza. Maybe it's being precise over here when it says Ein Kategor Nasnegr. Many other examples in halacha, but not for now. So that's one rejection of the possibility of using kesef for divorce. Second rejection, Rava Amar, Amar Kra, Pasuk says v'kasav la. When the Torah talks about how to get divorced, it says v'kasav la. So we darshan b'ksiva miskareshes v'ainim miskareshes b'kesef, that a divorce can only happen with ksiva. It cannot happen with kesef. V'ema b'ksiva miskareshes v'ainim miskadeshes b'ksiva. Maybe the proper drusha to make from that should be that a ksav can affect divorce but cannot affect marriage, and shtar doesn't work for marriage. Haksiv v'yatzav v'haisa. No, because we have a hekesh that tells me v'yatzav v'haisa. So makashav ha'yelitzia, and therefore, just like shtar works for divorce, it also works for marriage. So essentially, I have two competing drushas. On the one hand, I have v'kasav la, which seems to be very limiting in terms of that a get affects divorce, and that's it. And then on the other hand, they have the Yatzav HaHaisa. It tells me whatever works for divorce works for marriage. So the way we're parsing it out is we're saying that the Yatzav HaHaisa teaches me that shtar works for marriage, and the Kasav La is limiting in the sense that only shtar works for get, kesef doesn't work for get. So it says Mari Isa. But maybe you could have flipped it the other way. Maybe you could have said that shtar works for only shtar works only for get and not for marriage, because v'kasav la. Maybe that's what I should have learned from v'kasav la, that shtar works for get and does not work for marriage. Oh, and v'yatzav ha'isa, what am I going to do with that? To tell me that money works for a get. Maybe that's what. Maybe it's the exact opposite of the way we're learning it. So it says, "Where now, Mistavra, Kai begerishin, mimaid gerishin." That the pasuk of v'kasav la is talking about gerishin, so it's being mimaid another form of gerishin. It's telling me v'kasav la, this is the only form of gerishin. Kai begerishin, mimaid kiddushin. It doesn't make sense that when you have a pasuk about gerishin, that it's going to tell me v'kasav la that shtar works only for gerishin and not for kiddushin. Why would it be mimaid a form of kiddushin in a pasuk about divorce? And Rabbi Yosef Glili already uses v'kasav la for another drasha. Where's he going to know that you cannot divorce with kesef? So a third possibility. Amar Kra, Sefer Krisus. Pasuk describes a get as a Sefer Krisus. So we darshin, Sefer Korsa, Ve'in Dover Acher Korsa. That the only thing that will be Koreis, the only thing that will sever the tie between the husband and the wife, is a Sefer, is an actual written document. But nothing else will work to sever the tie between the husband and the wife. V'Rabbanan, Hai Krisus Mai Avdilei. What do the Rabbanan do with Sefer Krisus? With the phrase Sefer Krisus, so mibayle ledavra kores beino levena. They use the term Sefer Krisus to tell me what the get has to accomplish, that the get's only valid if it really fully breaks up the marriage, if it fully and permanently breaks all ties between the husband and the wife, all ties of ishus between husband and the wife. Kidetanya, so as opposed to what? So the Brisa elaborates. Hareza giteich almanas shalotishti yayin. If a person gives his wife a get and he says, this should be your get, almanas, that you don't drink any wine. Or almanas shalotilchi lebeis avich. Or almanas, that you don't go to your father's house. Liolam, if he leaves it open-ended, and that condition is there forever, so if she ever goes to her father's house, if she ever drinks wine, the get is going to be invalidated, then ein zakrisos. Then the get was never kosher to begin with. I mean, you can't have a get that has an open-ended condition where 20 years later something could happen and then the whole get for the last 20 years will turn out to have been puzzled. But kol shloshim yom, but if you put a time limit to it, you say that for the next 30 days, you can't go to your father's house, the next 30 days you're not allowed to drink wine. And only then, only the fulfillment of that tonight will trigger the get, would validate the get, then I raise a krisos. That's considered a valid krisos. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so that's what the Chachamim learned from Sefer Krisos, right? They don't learn from Sefer Krisos that Sefer Korso ve'in dover acher Korso, that only a shtar could affect Gittin, because they already knew that from V'kasav La. So they use Sefer Krisos to tell me that you need a dover akores ben ol ve'no, that it has to be an absolute severance of all ties of marriage. I, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who learns from Sefer Krisos that only a shtar works for get, how does he know that you need dover akores ben ol ve'no? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, mi kares Krisos kana. He says there are two drushes to be made over here. It could have said Sefer Kares, but it says Sefer Krisos. So we learn that there are two things. That first of all, that only a Sefer is Korsa, ein davar acher Korsa, only a shtar works for divorce, nothing else. And the second thing we learn is that it's got to be davar Kares, bein ol levena. Aye, but then what, the Rabbanon have an open drasha that they didn't use. Rabbanon, Kares Krisos Lamashmalu. No, the Rabbanon don't think that there are two drashas to be made from the single word, Krisos, even though it's in it's written in a more elaborate and long form than it had to be written. They don't think that you can make two drashas from that, that you can only make one drasha from it. Okay, so now we've finally got through all of the sources for Kiddushei Kesef, Kiddushei Bia, and Kiddushei Shtar. And we needed Psukim for each of them. So says the Gemara, the Torah doesn't waste any Psukim. So I understand why I can't learn Kiddushei Bia from Kiddushei Shtar, and Kiddushei Shtar from Kiddushei Bia, and Kiddushei Kesef from either one of the other two. I understand why none of the forms of Kiddushei could be learned directly, one from the other. But couldn't I have learned one from another two? I mean, if I had a combination of two of them, couldn't I have used the Tzad HaShava to teach me a third one? Do I really need to use three? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu really need to use three different psukim to teach me these three forms of kiddushin? So says Mar Chad Michad Lo Asya. I get that we're not going to learn one from the other. So but Hesi Chad Mitarti. Why don't I learn one from the other two? So says Mar El Hetesi. Which one would you like the Torah to have not written about that you would then derive from the other two? So let's go through all three possibilities. Right? Lo Lichtav Rachmana Bishtar Vetesi Mehalach. Would you like for the Torah to have not written the idea of Kiddushei Shtar, of V'yatzavayis and Makashavayi Litzia, where we learn Kiddushei Shtar from, and then I would figure it out from the others? Well, Malahanach Shekein Hana'a Samaruba. So, but the others involve a great deal of Hana'a, and I might have thought that in order to affect Kiddushin, there has to be something that provides Hana'a. Bia provides Hana'a, Kesef provides Hana'a, Shtar provides nobody any Hana'a, and therefore I would think that Shtar is not a valid form of Kiddushin. I would not be able to necessarily derive it from the other two. So, okay, let's take a different possibility then. Lo nichtov rachmana b'bia v'teisi mehanach, should the Torah have not written about Kiddushei Bia, and I'll derive Kiddushei Bia from the other two? Well, malahanach shekein kinyan and meruba. The other two are classic forms of kinyan. You're kona karka with Kesef or with Shtar, you're kona avadim with Kesef and Shtar. When you kona karka, what is it? Kesef, Shtar, v'chazaka. Bia is not chazaka. Bia is a different thing entirely. Bia is not a form of kinyan anywhere else. So I never would have had a havamina to include bia as a form of kiddushin had it not been that the Torah tells me that you include bia as a form of kiddushin. Okay, so lo nichtav rachmana b'kesef v'teisi mehanach. Maybe the Torah didn't have to write kesef, and I could have derived it from the combination of shtar and bia. That shtar is doesn't that shtar and bia, whatever the between the two of them don't have any qualities between the two of them that Kesef doesn't have, so I should be able to derive Kesef from the other two. So says Marano, Malhanach Shekin Yeshlan Balkarcha, that no, because the other two are Yeshlan Balkarcha. Bia is Kona Yevama against her will. We learned that in Yevamos from Vivma that it's Kona Yevama against her will, and Shtar is Motzi and Isha Mibaila against her will. That's how Rashi explains that Shtar, a get, works a Balkarcha of an Isha. Again, it's not a nice thing to do. It's not something that you're supposed to do, but it works Balkarcha. Neither of them is a nice thing to do. Not Yibum Balkarcha, not get Balkarcha, but it works. It's Chal. Someone sent me an email that they're very bothered by that concept, that it's not a nice thing to do. What happened to Drachea Darchinom? Drachea Darchinom is not a psul in Chalos. It's, you have to know how Drachea Darchinom functions in the world of Halacha. What Drachea Darchinom does, Gemara in Sukkah says that if we're not sure what the Torah means by something, so Drachea Darchinom is an indicator that I'm not sure which min is it referring to when it tells me of the Dalet Minim. And so one candidate has a lot of thorns, so it would be very painful to use. Another candidate of which min the Torah is telling me to take for Dalet Minim doesn't have a lot of, probably the Torah Drachea Darchinom, we know, knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's an indicator but it doesn't prevent a chalos. Drachea Darchinom uses it in different contexts when we talk about creating a chiyuv yibum retroactively, that a baby that's born after a woman was already free because the husband didn't have any brothers, and then the husband's brother is born 10 years later. The husband's mother has another child 10 years later. So Drachea Darchinom doesn't allow that, but we don't prevent the chalos based on Drachea Darchinom. So anyway, so these things happen elsewhere, Balkarcha. So you see, they have a strong capacity to be poel, that they work. V'chitei makesef nami Balkarcha ba'ame ivria. But don't you find that kesef also works Balkarcha by nami ivria, that her father could sell her Balkarcha without her consent. Again, not a nice thing to do, but it works. So Beishus Mielo Ashkechan. No, we don't find by Ishus, we don't find that there's such a that there's such a concept of Kesef working Balkarcha. Whereas Shtar does work Balkarcha by Ishus, to sever Ishus when it comes to a get, and Bia works Balkarcha by Yibum, which is a form of Ishus. So we do find in the world of Ishus the other two working Balkarcha. And that's why I can't derive any one of these forms of Kiddushin from the other two. So now comes along the Chiddush of Rav Huna, a new discussion. Now that we know what the three forms of Kiddushin are, Rav Huna says there's a fourth form of Kiddushin. Am Rav Huna, Chuppa Kona Mikal V'Chomer. The Chuppa works as a form of Kiddushin. Chuppa means Nisuin, but it works as a form of Kiddushin Mikal V'Chomer. Umma Kesef Sheinu Machil B'Truma Kona, Kesef, which is not able to be Machil B'Truma, and nevertheless is still Kona, meaning if a woman had only Erusin to a Kohen, she does not yet get to eat Truma, and yet it affects Kiddushin. So Chuppa Shemachelis B'Truma in Adin Shatikna, Chuppa, which normally allows a woman to eat Truma, because once she has Chuppa, she normally has Nisuin already, so it's Machil or B'Truma, so of course it should work to affect Kiddushin. So it says Mar, the Kesef in a Machil? Well, are you sure that Kesef doesn't allow her to eat Truma if you do Kiddushin Kesef? A Kohen does Kiddushin Kesef on a girl, she's not allowed to eat Truma? V'amarula Dvar Torah on a Doraisa level, Arusa Bas Yisrael Achelas B'Truma. That once you have Erisin with Kesef, you give her a ring, Arem Kodesh, that does allow her to eat Truma. Shnemar V'Kohen Kiyikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo V'Hai Kinyan Kaspo Hu, that a wife with Kiddushin Kesef is Kinyan Kaspo. Umat Ham Amru, why did the Rabbanan say Eina Ocheles, that a woman who only has Kiddushin to a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma? Only mid Rabbanan Gzeira Shamiyim Zgula Kos Bebeisaviyav Tishken Lachiyav Lachosela. She's still living in her father's house among a bunch of non-Kohanim. So the Chum made a gzeira that don't feed her Truma, because she's going to share that with the rest of her family with whom she lives, and they're not allowed to eat Truma. There's no sort of a czar eating Truma. But don't tell me that you have a Kal V'Chomer over here, Chuppa should be Kona, because based on the idea that Kesef is not Machil B'Truma. Kesef is Machil B'Truma on a Doraisa level. Ela Parachachi. No, what it means to say is as follows. Ma Kesef She'enu Gomer kona, if kesef, which does not affect nisuin, nevertheless is able to affect kidushin, chupa shogomeres in din shetikne, chupa, which actually affects nisuin, of course should be able to affect kidushin. So says Mal kesef shkin poden ba'gdeish ma'isasheni. The premise of that kalvachomer is that chupa is more powerful than kesef, but we do find that there are things kesef can do that chupa can't do. You could be poden hektish ma'isasheni with kesef. You cannot be poden hektish ma'isasheni with the chupa. So the whole premise of the kalvachomer is off. So it says, well, bia tochiach, mal bia shekin kona biyavama. So bia should prove the other way, because bia is kona biyavama. So it says, well, kesef yochiach. Well, kesef proves the other way. So the chazra din. So therefore, you're left with the tzad shava. Lo riza krize. That chupa and kesef, that bia and kesef have their own, each have their own power, their own capacity. That bia has its strength, that it's able to be kona biyavama, and kesef has its strength, that you're able to be pulled the hektish and maisa sheni with them. But at salah shava sheben shekona biyalma v'konun kan, what they have in common is they are forms of kinyan and they work for kiddushin, and therefore afani avi chupa shekona biyalma v'konun kan. And therefore says Rav Huna, maybe chupa also should be kona, since it's a form of kinyan, it should be kona over here as well. Ah, you're going to tell me, but I can't learn from kesef because kesef has a chumra that you can be pulled the hektish and maisa sheni. Well, bia can't be pulled out of my screen. Oh, but I can't learn directly from bia because bia is kona biyavama. Well, kesef is not kona biyavama, so those are not disqualifying factors, and therefore the tzad shavish ben should be able to tell me that chuppa could affect kiddushin. Says Mar, no, malat tzad shavish ben shkenan nasim meruba. Both kesef and bia are hanasim meruba. Chuppah is not hana'as and merubah, and therefore I cannot derive chuppah, the same reason why I wasn't able to derive shtar from kesef and bia, and I needed a pasuk by shtar. I cannot derive chuppah from kesef and bia, because both kesef and bia have a great deal of hana'ah, and there and chuppah does not. So it says, well, shtar yochich, but let's bring back shtar. Shtar reminds me that you don't need anas and merubah in order for kiddushin to be chal. So mal shtar shekin motzi basyol, but shtar has its own strength in that it affects divorce. Well, kesef bia yochichu, but that doesn't prevent something from being a form of kiddushin, because kesef and bia do not affect divorce, and they're perfectly good forms of kiddushin. So v'chazra adin, so now make it a three-way tzala shava. Lo rizek rizeh, tzala shava shven, shkon bi'alma v'kon. What kesef, shtar, and bia all have in common is that they are forms of kinyan. They work for kiddushin. So chuppah also is a form of kinyan, and it should work for kiddushin. So says Mar, no. All three, kesef, shtar, and bia, they all work balkarcha. Rav Huna, kesef, mia bi'ishas lo'ashkan balkarcha. And Rav Huna would say, so the Gemara asked Rav Huna, but that kesef, Rav Huna would say that by kesef you don't have ishus, you don't have it working bal karcha in the world of ishus. So kesef does not does have its unique thing that meaning. So you can't say that all three of them are yeshdan bal karcha. One of them is einam bal karcha, and therefore I should still be able to derive chuppa. Meaning the only reason not to derive chuppa from the other three is that the other three are more powerful forms of kinyanim. How do I know they even work bal karcha? Rav Huna will say, no, not all three. Kesef doesn't work balkarcha by ishus, and therefore I should be able to derive from a tzad shava that chuppah is kona. So that's Rav Huna's argument, that based on this tzad shava of all three forms of kiddushin, I should be able to derive that chuppah is kona. So says Mar Amar Rav Shtei Tshuvas B'davar. Two reasons why it can't be true. First of all, Chada D'Shalosh Tanan V'Dal Lo Tanan. The Mishnah says that ish niknas b'shalosh rach, it doesn't say four, so three means not four. Va'od klum chuppa gomeres ela al yedei kiddushin v'chi gamrin chuppa shalo al yedei kiddushin min chuppa shal yedei kiddushin, that chuppa only works ever when the wheels have already been greased in this ishus through a kiddushin. It has to, you have to have the what do they call it, prerequisite, right? The prerequisite for chuppa is a kiddushin. Chuppa never works on its own. We never find chuppa as a kinyan without having half the kinyan already being made al yedei kiddushin. So you can't tell me that chuppah is ever going to work without a prerequisite, that chuppah Chuppah is going to work as the Kiddushin itself. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye responds, now let's take one of those arguments at a time. Haduka Amrit Gimel Tanan V'dalu Lo Tanan, as far as the argument that the Mishnah said three and not four, so Tana Milsa D'Ksiva Be'edya Katani, Milsa D'Ksiva Be'edya Lo Katani. It's possible that there are more than three, and the Mishnah is only listing the three that are explicit in the Pesukim, but there is a fourth that's derived from Tarish Valpeh, from Etzad HaShaveh, that's not explicit in the Pesukim. So that doesn't bother me so much that the Mishnah used the number three, because they know Chinami, it could be that there's a fourth one, and it's just not explicit in the Pesukim, so it doesn't get mentioned. And that which he said, well, wait a second, Chuppah is not a form of Kinyan unless it's been preceded by a Kiddushin. That's part of Ravuna's argument. Kesef doesn't even work for Nisuin even after you have a Kiddushin. So if Kesef, even after a Kiddushin, doesn't work, and Chuppah after a Kiddushin does work, doesn't that show you that Chuppah is more powerful than Kesef? And therefore, Rav Huna's Tzad HaShaveh should still work. So Rav Huna sticks by his guns. Rav Huna thinks that Chuppah works as a form of Kiddushin. Now the million-dollar question is, okay, so what in the world is Chuppah? Meaning the Gemara never defines what Chuppah is. So the Rambam writes that Chuppah means that the man brings the wife to his house and they have Yichud there. He brings her into his home and Yichud in his home. Since Yichud is the Chuppah, so that's why Rosh Hashanah often points out that the Nosi Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch say that you're not supposed to stall too much between the Birchas Nisuin and the Yichud, because the Yichud is Chuppah. So the Birchas Nisuin, go on the Nisuin. So you can have a 25-minute dance from the Chuppah to the Yichud room. That's a big hefsik between the Brachos and the Nisuin. Everyone does it. There's a lot of hugging and kissing under the Chuppah, and the photographer stops you 1,000 times to take the picture. The picture before from that angle, but right, and then there's a very, very slow dancing. Everyone does it, but Rav Shachter points out, L'chor, that's not a proper minhag. Once I was by one of his most loyal Talmidim at the wedding. The chassan told the kala in advance, we're doing whatever Rav Shachter holds at this wedding. So I saw him taking off his kittel while they were singing Im Eshkachech. He broke the glass before they sang or during Im Eshkachech, and as soon as the band finished, he grabbed her hand and ran, and they were in the yichud room in like 10 seconds. Everyone's like, "What just happened?" No one had any idea what had just happened. But that's based on that idea that yichud is the actual chuppah. The Rambam, the Ramah rather, quotes several other deals as to what chuppah is. One is that he brings her into his house even without yichud. That's the sheet of the Ran, just going to his house. A second one is prisa sudar al rosh hakala, which means to do a badekin, to put a veil over her head or over her. So the Tosos is that yitzias hakala bihinuma, that there's some sort of canopy that goes over the kala. So this is a discussion, right? It could be that the badekin is the chuppah. So badekin is the chuppah. Rosh Hashanah always points out, Salvechik held that there's no such din of shlichus by nisuin. He pointed out that all the cases of shlichus are only by kiddushin. We never have shlichus by nisuin. So he used to get very upset when he was misal kiddushin at a wedding, and the chassan would come to do the badekin, and for some reason at every wedding it's like this: the kala's mother and the chassan's mother do not trust that the chassan has the ability to take a veil and just put it over the kala's head. They're helping and they're doing and they're so Rav Salvechik used to say, "No, stop it! Let him do this himself. He can't do nisuin al yidei shliach." So he never appointed his mother and his mother-in-law to be the shliach, right? They're not supposed to be the shluchim. He's supposed to do it themselves. That's why some people have eidim for the bedekin, because they assume that the bedekin might be the actual nisuin, but certainly nisuin cannot be done al yidei shliach. Nowadays we try to do all these things. Ashkenazim try to be yotzei all the shitas. We cover the kala's head with a veil, and we have poles and a chuppah over, and then we do yichud right afterwards. By Sfardim, they don't. Most Sfardim do not do yichud right afterwards. One of Rav Vadia's grandchildren, a lot of times Svardi Chassan marries an Ashkenazi Kala, and she very much wants a Yichud room. She always imagined that she would have a Yichud room, and the Svarim don't do Yichud room, so it's very disappointing. So what they typically do is they do fake Yichud. They don't lock the door. They leave, they'll go to a room, but they're not going to have an actual Yichud. So one of Rav Vadia's grandchildren said that his wife very much wanted to have some sort of Yichud. He was Masari Kedushin, so they went to the Yichud room, and they got there, and they see Rav Vadia sitting there learning in the Yichud room. So that was their Yichud. Not exactly probably what she had imagined her entire life, but he said, don't mind me, I'm just learning. You know? And that was their Yichud. Okay, so Vaiter. So says the Gemara, now, Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad B'Kesef, how do you do Kiddushei Kesef? What exactly is the procedure? So Nasan La Kesef or Shav Kesef, you give her Kesef or Shav Kesef, Va'amar La Hareyat Mekudeshes Li. And you say to her, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li. It's a question there, the Achronim discuss, what if the guy doesn't know his line? Right, so very often you have Masari Kiddushin feed the line to the chassan. Say haray, haray, right. So the question is, so some of the Achronim suggest that the Masari Kiddushin should omit the word li when he says that, because then it's going to look like the Masari Kiddushin is being Mekadesh, the Isha. So he shouldn't say the word li. Let the chassan train him in advance to say the word li, even though you're not going to say it. Or sometimes you see Masari Kiddushin say haray, haray, Mekadeshes. Say Li, right? So then hopefully he's not going to say Li, right? Meaning he'll have to know that he's supposed to say the word Li. Achronim point out that it's not necessarily so true that it's a problem, because the Masari Kedushin is not giving the Kala anything, and everyone who's standing there is Asukin B'ini Kedushe, this Kala with this Chassan, and not they're not paying for the Kala to marry the Masari Kedushin, so it's not really such a reasonable Cheshash. And also Kiddushei Shliach, even though you don't need Eidim for the Minyan Shlichus, the Shulchan Aruch says that you need the Shliach and the Meshaleach to be Moda and the Meisah Shlichus, so the Masari Kiddushin and the Chassan and the Mekadesh are not Moda to any sort of Shlichus. Kiddushin, meaning if you're assuming that the Masari Kiddushin is working as a Shliach or something. So anyway, so we typically, it wouldn't be the biggest problem in the world. Also, the way the Brisa spells it out, like I was going to say later, the way the Brisa spells it out makes it sound like he gives her the Kesef and then he says Harei Mekadesh Shli. That's not correct, right? The Gemara is going to say later, it's got to be the opposite. You have to say Harei Mekadesh Shli and then give her the Kesef. In the old Madrich that they used to have for rabbis, you know, here's how to officiate a funeral and a wedding and whatever. So you used to say, the old versions of the Madrich said that the groom should put the ring on the bride's hand and then say Harei Mekadesh Shli. So I don't know how many people had possible weddings because of that, but that's not proper, right? The real way to do Kiddushin is to say it first and then to give it. Hareyat Muresesli is also a valid lashon to use. Hareyat Li Liintu, also a valid lashon to use. In all those cases, Harei is a Mekadeshes. The woman is Mekadeshes. Aval Hisha, Nasna V'Amrihi, but if she gave something to him and she said, Hareini Mekadeshes Lach, I am hereby Mekadeshes to you, Hareini Muresesli Lach, Hareini Lach Liintu, then Eina Mekadeshes. Then the Kiddushin does not work. So Maskar of Papa, Taimat, the Nasan Hu V'Amar Hu, it sounds like the only reason, the only way the Kiddushin will work is if it's Nasan Hu Va'amar Hu, that he does the giving and the saying. The implication is HaNasan Hu Va'amra Hi Eina Mekadeshes, that if he gives but she says, she does the talking, then it's Eina Mekadeshes, it does not work. But then Eima Seifa, but then the Seifa goes on to say, what doesn't work? Aval Hisha Nasna Lo Va'amra Hi Lo Ava Kiddushin, that if she did both the giving and the saying, it doesn't work. Time at the Nasan Hiva Amrahi. It sounds like the only reason it doesn't work is because she did both parts. But Hanasan Huva Amrahi have a Kiddushin. That would make it sound like if he did the giving and she did the saying, that it is a valid Kiddushin. So we have conflicting mashmaos between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha implies that Nasan Huva Amrahi does not work. The Seifa implies Nasan Huva Amrahi does work. So it says, well, Reisha Dafka, Seifa Kadinasva. That the Reisha is precise and the Seifa is just Agav the Reisha. It's just written in such a way, but the Reisha is really more precise. That Nasan Huva Amrihi, in fact, does does not work as a valid form of kiddushin. Tosfos points out that we're missing something over here, that we don't even talk about the possibility of nasnahi va'amarhu, if she gives and he says. Tosfos says, yeah, we don't talk about that possibility because sometimes that actually works. Meaning, if he's an adam chashuv, so that would actually work if she has so much hana from the fact that he accepted her gift. That would be considered that he's giving her hana'a, and bahi hana'a, kamakni nafsha, so that would actually work. So says Gemara, v'tani seifa milsa de sasra la l'resha, does the Braisa learn something in the seifa that's mamish soser the resha? El hachi kamar. No, here's how to explain, here's how to say the Braisa, here's how to read the Braisa. Nasan hu va'amar hu pshita dav kiddushin. If it's nasan hu va'amar hu, that for sure is a kiddushin. Nasan hu va'amar hi, but if he gives and she says, that she might as well do the whole thing for the same price. Love a kiddushin, because that's not going to be a valid kiddushin. So it's not a stira, it's saying that's nasa kimi. So another possibility, if he does everything, it works. If she does everything, it doesn't work. But if he does the giving and she does the saying, that's a suffix. And if someone else comes in as Mekadesher, she's Mekadeshes Misafik to that other person, so she needs a get from both parties. That it is, in fact, a Safek Kiddushin. Okay, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Shmuel. A good Mekadesh, a good Shabbos, everybody. Did Yiris have Yichud? I think so. It sounds like, yeah.